The United Nations Food Security Analysis Unit and a famine warning project known as FuseNet say the famine in southern Somalia is growing worse. New data show more people are dying and suffering from acute malnutrition in areas of the Middle Shabelle region, as well as among the displaced people of Mogadishu and the Afgoya corridor to the west of the capital. Until now, famine conditions had been detected in only two areas, Lower Shabelle and Bakool in south-central Somalia. The chief technical advisor for the UN Food Security Unit for Somalia, Grania Maloney, says conditions in these displaced communities are especially depressing.
It's a hugely vulnerable group who have already been displaced from their homes and who were reliant on humanitarian assistance. And of course, with the restrictions in access and the restrictions in funding, did not get that assistance. About 3 years ago, the malnutrition was about 12% there. So to see that it's now 40% is very disheartening.
Famine is a technical designation that means at least 30% of the population is malnourished, households are lacking access to food, and that there have been deaths from hunger. There are no solid figures on the number of deaths per day, but it is estimated to be in the hundreds. The UN has appealed for more than $1 billion to address the crisis and has so far raised about 40% of the money it has requested. Maloney says more assistance is needed immediately.
They need to do massive interventions now to the 2.8 million people in the south that need assistance, and that needs to include food, nutrition, water, health, and agricultural inputs. They need everything right now, and they need it now. They cannot afford to wait.
Maloney says there is some hope for Mogadishu, where displaced people are within the reach of humanitarian organizations who are expanding their efforts on the ground.
I think the conditions in Mogadishu can certainly be reversed, and I know a lot of the agencies on the ground are really stepping up on their interventions. So I'm sure that is one of the areas we can confidently say that the situation should improve.
The crisis in Somalia was caused by a severe cycle of drought, which some say is the worst in 60 years. But it was made worse by the lack of a functioning central government and restrictions on aid enforced by the Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab. The UN expects famine to spread to other regions of southern Somalia within the next 4 to 6 weeks and to last at least until December. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.